Wired Jesus Podcast, September 29th, 2007. Creative Commons licensed.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
Wired Jesus Podcast.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone.
Wired wanderings of a postmodern pilgrim.
I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams.
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Well, I don't like your God. Your God scares me.
My boy, we're pilgrims in an unholy land.
Hello, and welcome to the Wired Jesus Podcast, the Wired Wanderings of a Postmodern Pilgrim. I'm your host and fellow traveler, Tom Lieberg, and I'm glad you've come along for our journey together. Among my many interests, I am a diehard foodie. I have been a watcher of Food Network for years, and there's no therapy after a long day at church like pouring a nice glass of Pinot Noir, grabbing some knives, and laying into some harmless meat and veggies to produce some good eats. However, as time has passed, my preferences have changed over the type of cooking shows I like. I do like the straight-out cooking shows like Emerald Live and Yan Can Cook, but unlike my wife and kids, yeah, I really haven't gotten into the reality shows like Top Chef, The Next Food Network Star, or Hell's Kitchen. Most of the food that's made isn't that inspiring for me to attempt, at least. And the whole Last Chef Survivor Standing wins really pushes the food into the background. The two shows I have come to watch without fail are Feasting on Asphalt with Alton Brown in Anthony Bourdain's No Reservations. At first, it seems kind of weird since neither is really a cooking show per se. No recipes are offered, although you might see some food prep. Instead, you get storytelling, a wonderful perspective that what people eat says something about who they are and the values of their culture. The wonderfully weird thing that happens in both shows is they take on a wonderfully spiritual dimension that I would say is paralleled not only in the early church, but in the emerging church now in the 21st century. In shows that are ostensibly about food, they really end up being a search for food for the soul. I find Brown and Bourdain similar in a number of ways. Neither has any use for the fake. You know, chain restaurants, false faces, and pretense. Both value authenticity in people and the hospitality of those who welcome them. They know when they are strangers. They know when they've been honored. And they are humble when they are invited to share an experience that is outside of them. That and these guys are real. You know, what you see is what you get. And what that is a real joy in two guys who love connecting with people and their stories. What do I mean? Well, let me start with Feasting on Asphalt 2. I call this podcast The Wired Wanderings of a Postmodern Pilgrim. And although I think he may be a boomer by age, I think he's a few years older than I am, what I see in these shows is the road wanderings of a postmodern pilgrim. Going off the interstates, Alton Brown is following a pilgrim road in search of America, a lot like the old Simon and Garfunkel song.
And this is where the pies and walked off to look for America. hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America.
Going up the Mississippi River, Alton Brown and his crew passed through places that are overlooked in our mass media world. Places of great riches, but also of tremendous loss. One example would be Alton's fondness for what he calls road joints. Typically found in small towns, these are the biker bars and family restaurants where the waitress calls you honey, the cook knows most of the name by most of the crowd by name, and the food doesn't remind you of Applebee's, but instead distant memories of grandma's cooking and the flavors of a distinctly different life and time. From hearing a couple talk openly of their dying town in the hope that their kids don't become the fourth generation to run the restaurant, to the most unfortunate encounter with lutefisk, the Minnesota Lutheran Festival dinner, the food that becomes part of a relationship. It becomes a bond to something that they take not just to the headwaters of the Mississippi, but back home to Atlanta. Now, since he makes mention of taking some grape juice back to his church in Georgia, I would love to hear him share with his pastor about the spiritual impact of this journey. In the brilliant little quotes at each commercial break, you come to realize that this is a soul journey, not a food show. Now, Anthony Bourdain has his own take on the soul's journey. While Brown is a geek who loves slipping in cultural jokes, I mean, how can you go wrong with Dungeons and Dragons and Monty Python references? Not to mention his background of first being a video director for music videos. Anthony Bourdain has a gritty intensity for life on its own terms. Like him, I believe that sushi is a supremely spiritual experience, and shame on anyone who considers sushi takeout. No reservation goes around the world to experience the heart of a culture through its food, and you can't get to the food without experiencing the people. While I would love to interview Alton Brown about his experiences, I would love to go eat with Anthony Bourdain, to really experience New York through his restaurant, the places he goes, and the people he hangs with. True, it's way out of my world even here in Chicago. But there is a reality to this chain-smoking chef who has a passion not just for food, but a passion for the soul of the people who create it. Now, what does this all have to do with Wired Jesus? I think it says something of the human hunger that sometimes fills the soul and not just the belly. In the end, we don't want the ingredients for a main course. We want to experience the meal. We don't want drive-through. We want a table with people who welcome us, where your plate is filled by someone who calls you honey, and a meal that is about the care of the soul, not filling your face so you can run off. I find it fascinating that in some of the impoverished small towns of Mississippi and Louisiana and Minnesota that Alton visited, in the remote villages around the world, like in Southeast Asia, that Anthony is welcomed into, whatever is lacking in the amount of food or income, and sometimes even the quality, at least from a foodie perspective, is made up and transcended by a wealth of hospitality from authentic people. And it's something we have seemed to have lost in a number of ways in this country. It seems to me that the church has often sold out to fast food faith. An occasional Sunday morning drive-through, an annual fun drive, and values instructions for your kids, when instead what we really have is the ultimate spiritual meal, a table to come and sit, a place where the soul is fed and you are known by name. And we in the church don't do that. And those who are outside the church, you know, particularly those of us who are postmoderns, we see the hypocrisy of it all, and we stay away from there as much as we would from McDonald's or Chili's. If we move into a neighborhood, what we want is the corner place where that has been there for 40 years and where they feed us food that can only be found there. It's kind of sad, really. Because it seems to me Alton Brown and Anthony Bourdain know more about soul care than most American churches. And they tell their stories of the soul better than our attempts to tell God's story of soul. The journeys have changed me. Given the choice, I'm passing by the chain restaurants more and more and going for the local joints, places where there is a story and food for the soul to be found. Given the choice, I'd invite you to pass the McChurches by and see where you might find some food for the soul. You might find it here on the net. Places I've mentioned before, like Gink World or the Ooze. You might find it in that little church around the corner that you've never given a chance or a second glance. There's stories in there both. There's food for the soul. And who knows, if you try that little church around the corner, you might even find someone inside who knows how to serve it. Well, that's all for this podcast. Thanks for asking about my Job experience last month. The house in Ohio has been repaired from its minor flooding, and my son has been repaired from his not-so-minor appendectomy. Life is still crazy, but that's just the way it is. And I'll keep working on getting podcasts out as often as I'm able, and I appreciate the emails from all of you who say, even if it's just once a month, you're still hanging in there. So thanks for the support. Be sure to check out the web links to Alton Brown and Anthony Bourdain's websites, and even give them a shout-out that you stopped by because of Wire Jesus. So thanks again, and until the next podcast, thanks for listening to Wire Jesus, and see you out there on the road.
What if God was one of us? Just a slob like one of us. Blue, 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 blue. Yeah, blah, blee, blee, blee.
Well done. Very good.
Dr. Evil, that was fantastic.
Thank you, number two.
I wrote that.
Yeah.